Okay, very few marmakomos. It's easy to get the shmooze. If you don't mind, I would like to do the second marmakom first. Hatoel Sashishi, this is the Ralbag. And then we'll do the first shmooze. Just in terms of the presentation of the inyan of Harbatzos Torah, there's a lot of lessons we could learn, inspiration. So just presentation-wise, I think better we do the Ralbag first. So let's read this Ralbag together. Hatoelis Hashishi Ubamidos. The Toelis that we learn from the Parsha is in Midos. Husharoy la'adam shiyashkiach b'mishu tachtav. A person should supervise his dependents. M'nebeso m'sharsav. People in his house and his aides, lasis lo huko b'mashi yitzdarech l'amidas gufo, that he should give him, I guess, what he needs to sustain himself. V'kvar he'ir sanu ha'torah b'zeh, and the Torah taught us this lesson, that you should sustain your dependents with that which they need. Torah taught us this. V'mashi eshkicha b'hamtzos mizonos habalchayim v'teva, that which Noach was taking care of, the food and the teva of all the living creatures. V'tzavos Noach shiyazunam, and the tzava, the commandment, that he should feed them. V'amru v'hayu l'cha v'lehem l'achla, they'll have what to eat. Ki zeh they were obligated to prepare, that Noach was obligated to prepare constant mizonos, whatever they needed, constantly. 24/7. Vimza roy balchayim, and if this is true for living creatures, kol shkein shi roy yoser bibnei abayis hamashorsim, kol shkein, it's more roy that you should do this for your dependents, for your bnei beiso, your children, and your helpers. Bnei bezeh ofen yishalom tikkun kibbutz abayis, this is how you can help the household, asher hu eschola letikkun kibbutz hamadina, which you help the whole country. It's mamish, from this mida, is mamish going to save the world, learn how to be a good parent, it will help the family, it will help the whole country, all of mankind. So what is the Ralbag saying? He's teaching us how we're supposed to help our bnei besa, our children, how we should be parent our children. And we learn from Noah, because make a kolshkein. If Noah had to do it for the bali chayim, the living creatures, kolshkein for bnei beso misharsim. I had a few problems here. First of all, okay, I want to help my kids. I have a family. I help my children. And I want to chop hispilus. I want to help them more. So, what am I going to do? Okay, where am I going to hispilus from? Oh, I chop hispilus because Noah helped all the dogs in the teva and all the animals in the teva. There's a natural tendency to want to help your children. So a person that needs the animals in the teva to chop hispilus, what's pshat? Second of all, Noach was commanded by Ribono Shel Olam to do this. It was a specific tzivui to do it. And so much so, the tzivui was like a very high level. This Rashi brings down later in the Parsha that Noah was even punished. He was like a minute late to feed the lion, and he bit him. you know, what did, you know, on such a level, he was a little late, and he got, was a tzivui over there. So what's pshat? What's going on over here? What is this Rabbag saying? So lechora, I just one more difficulty. I'm not sure if this is the teretz or a kasha, but they say the kasha is the teretz. So you forgive me. Lechora, maybe it's not a koshkein, because why was Noach punished by the lion? Because this is now Apimusir, was, you know, this was the last lion on the face of the earth. So the level of urgency, the level of zrizus that needed to be exercised by Noach to these animals had to be on such a high level. These were the last lions on the face of the earth. So maybe cast the other way. Then what's the koshkein? What's the koshkein? So to bring out the point, I just want to tell over this maisa. I've told it over before. It's such an inspiring maisa. the Mir Yeshiva, when they escaped and they went to Shanghai, and there was a lot of political behind the scenes pulling of strings, and Rav Kalmanovich had an appointment with a senator in Washington, and he had for a certain time to meet the senator, and he was staying in Baltimore. And he had to take a train from Baltimore to Washington, D.C. I assume there were trains back then, from Baltimore to Washington. This is where the story was written, so if there are no trains, but the story is true. And a taxi was going to take him from where he was staying to the train station. It was a couple of miles. It was a big snowstorm, and Rav Kalmanovich left his host at 2 a.m, and he walked. They say walked hours and hours to get to the train station. Hours. He didn't want to wait. He would take a taxi. He would take it in whatever 20-25 minutes. But he left hours and hours before. When he got back, the Baal Bus asked him, you know, why did you? I mean, the taxis were running. It was bad weather, but why did you walk 5 hours? So Kalmanovich cited this Rashi with the Ari, with the lions. He asked, like, why was Noach punished? What did they do so terrible? And he brought out, it's the last lion on the face of the earth. It says, these are the last mere yeshiva bachrim on the face of the earth. He couldn't leave anything to chance. So I think that using this deher, I think that's really the pshat in this Rabbag. This is the koshkein. Because our problem is that we don't view each and every person as the very last one on the face of the earth. And what the Rabbag is teaching us here is that every single person who we're responsible for, that we have capability to have shaychus to, we have to view them as if they are the last ones on the face of the earth. And the mele, it's a koshkein. If you have to do it for the Bali Chayim, so then koshkein, you have to do it for Bnei Beso. Because it's also the last ones on the face of the earth. It's amazing the hair. We realize it's amazing that it makes the challenge much greater also. We view each of our children, we know, you know, Talmidim Harem Kibbanim also. So it makes the responsibility for someone who's going to be Marbitz Torah, it's very nice to, you know, give a shiur, but, you know, giving a shiur is one thing, but the responsibility of now making sure that all of the needs, hamadas gufo, everything that's necessary to sustain the bnei beiso, whoever is under your charge, is so gewaldic. You have to view each one. If they're your charge, then you have the way you are mekayim, your responsibility is by viewing it as if it's the last one on the face of the earth. Otherwise, there would be no koshke. So, you know, that was the tzivui, and that's what we see from what this Ralbag is teaching us. That if it was necessary for Noach to do it, so koshkein for us. But Noach was just doing it for the animals. And we have to do it for whoever's in our charge. We have a responsibility. So it just raises the level, the way you want to help your children. Sure, there's some natural instincts you want to help your children. But a person might fall short just by natural instincts. When there's a problem coming up, you know, are you viewing it like this is the last lion, the last one on the face of the earth? This is their whole ruchnius, the whole nitzchius of this child, of this person is right here. This is it. His whole line, his progeny for dore doris is totally on how you are going to take care of this person right now. And Echanami, if you were late with the feeding, it's probably right if we'd be on the Madrega to be able to do it, right to be punished, just like Noah was punished. He was a little bit late. It requires tremendous amount of zrizas. It metamorphosizes the whole responsibility that we have to help others. Not just a chesed that's necessary. Yeah, I have responsibility. You know, I have to make lunch. We're making lunch. But what kind? And what has to be on time. Has to be good. And who knows what other needs come up. I would say even for children, where there's natural tendencies, but the natural tendencies don't necessarily take you to here. The parsha was said toelis for midos. If it was naturally done, then you wouldn't need this Ralbag. Wouldn't be writing it. Torah wouldn't have to spend this whole thing. This sounds like this is something that we have to learn from. That we can upgrade our whole understanding of even for our own children. Koshkein, where you don't have as much instinct, but then it's ready, you have Talmidim. You want to help others if they're under your charge, and you have responsibility. We have responsibility to be able to service the person as if they were mamish, the last lions on the face of the earth. That's a little bit of a daunting responsibility. You know, like, whoa, it's pretty serious. You know, it can be late. Once with the lunch, you get, you know, bitten by a lion. So that's why I want to say the second shmooze is a little bit a happier ending. So the second shmooze is to the hair, what is awaiting us if we're those who are zocha to be able to be involved in being mashbia, the marbitz Torah. The pasuk says, okay, Ela told us, Noach. So the Sforno writes, each tzaddik tongue haya b'derosav. So he comments on every word. Tzaddik b'maisa. Tamim b'muskolos. Tzaddik with his actions were righteous. Tamim with his thought process. Rashi, the Eben Ezra says the same thing. I didn't want to copy because it was redundant. Each tzaddik, Eben Ezra says, b'maisav, tamim b'libo. That means he was mamish, his actions were totally righteous. His thoughts, his lave, was to such a tamimus. And then he writes, Elokim hisalach Noach, holach b'drachav lehetiv luzulasov. He went in the path of Hashem, lehetiv luzulaso. What's the path of Hashem? To be metiv, to do good to others. He was a big Baal Chesed, tzaddik in our time. Bochiach Nedoro, he gave tochacha to the Pila generation, Kedivrei Rabbi Seinu Zal. And the next verse says, on the pasuk, Vayolad Noach Shlosh Abanim, and Noach had three children, Me'oz, Shehizkiel Lochiach Nedoro Zach Labanim. I don't think this is just a chronological, if those some people were thinking to ask. It's just maybe just chronologically, these funnels learning out from the pasuk when he had the children. So you want to know when he had the children, so find out when, what year he started building the teva, and that's when he had the children. I don't think it's a chronological sefrono, because he wouldn't say zachal abanim. He would say, Yolad banim. He had the children. Zoch lebanim sounds like that's the reason. That's why he was zoch to banim. So I was thinking, look at this amazing deher. Here you have someone who's a tzaddik, b'maisa. I'm not an expert on all the Yesh Darshim L'Shmak, Yesh Darshim L'Gnai. I assume some people are going to ask that. I don't know. I don't mind having the conversation. Maybe you have more information than I do. That, you know, Emrik Yotzim Depshuto, it's fun to see, you know, they're learning, you know, if you want to say it's a shmuz on the Yesh Darshim L'Shmak, I don't know if you have to limit the shmuz. I do not know. I tried thinking that through. I still think it's a shmuz. Tzadik B'Maiser. Here, Noach, he was a Tzadik B'Maiser. We don't have too many people, the Torah writes, Tzadik B'Maisa. Tamim B'Muskolos, in his whole thoughts. And the Ebenezer says, Belibo. His heart was totally pure. Totally pure. And on top of that, Halach B'Drachav L'Hetiv L'Zilaso. He was the biggest Baal Chesed, the biggest, you know, Gomel Chesed, to make it to anyone that needed something. He helped them out. So you would think that would be sufficient reason if he wanted to be Zocha for Banim. So he could be Zocha for Banim because he was either a Tzaddik, B'maisav, or he was a Tamim Belibo, or he was Meitiv Luzalaso. He helped everyone out. Those sound like three good reasons. If you want to have someone be Zocha for something, I would have been fine if somebody would have said that he had children because he was such a tzaddik and he was so pure, his taras alev was so pure. I would have had no problem with any of the mefarsh and the commentaries if that would have been the reason why Noach had zochah the children, because he was such a tzaddik, he's such a gomel chesed, he had such taras alev. But no, the Sforno says the reason why he was zochah the children is me'oz shehizkel lochiach nedora. It's when he began to melchiach the Bnei Doro. And I would add, I don't know if I'm right, but I would add, Lechora, I'm doing enough research, but it sounds like the Hashpoah here was really indirect. He was building the Teva and people would walk by and say, what are you doing? That's when he would tell them. It was even like Shigal indirect. He didn't like open up a yeshiva. I don't know if that's a tzir, but he was, and it was a tzivoy also, to do it. You see the tremendous zchusim that one gets if they are marbet Torah. It trumps all of these other accolades. It trumps a tzaddik b'maisa, it trumps tamim belibo, it trumps the being the biggest gomel chesed. Wow, You could mamish jump to the head of the line. This guy is, you know, he's a big tzaddik, you know, being tzaddik over everyone. This guy is such an edel tumim, and this person is mamish doing everything for everyone. And you go ahead and you're marbit Torah, you like jump to the head of the line. It's like maybe without the other things it wouldn't have been. I don't know. If you don't have that, maybe the Marbet Torah doesn't work without those. I didn't prove. But you do see that Marbet Torah is a very, very big schus. A very, very big schus. Okay, it's not so easy to Marbet Torah as we see from the first shmuz. The Marbet Torah that is expected is Marbet Torah where a person is is completing all of his responsibilities as if it was mamish, the last lion in the world, the last mirbachim in the world. So obviously one has to meet those responsibilities, but look what the schusim, the reward is for those that have Rambam's Torah. So we should use this as a chizik, first of all, for anyone that, you know, we're already in positions that we have, you know, responsibilities. They give you, you know, they assign you a high school kid or an eighth grader. So, yeah, show up, you know, 7:30, I'll be here at 7:38, I'll show up. Okay, but if you want to get the benefits, you know, if you're just doing gezach, you have a chiyuv, they put it in your, whatever, tuition contract, okay, man. If you just want to potter up, okay. But if you, once you're doing it, you want to get the schusim, so you get all the schusim by doing it like together Noach. Wow, to go to the nth degree, to find out what's needed, and worry about it, and speak to the Rebbe, and prepare, and be on time, and all those things. Ah, then a person is doing what one's supposed to do. That's what the Toelas B'midos. And then on top of that, look at the reward that's awaiting. You know, other people are face, have other tremendous things going on. You know, this one's a bigger masmid, this one's a bigger baki, this one's a bigger mivakesh, this one's a bigger malmuser. And the person who's involved in the Bartzis Torah, it's okay, it's a little shma, but okay, it's good skusim. Yeah, the person's okay, it's okay. You can do tshuva, lo lishma, so you should do tshuva, so you should be zocher. It's okay, do that. So we should use this, these shmuzim it's something to keep in mind for later, but a person has a family, to keep in mind that's how a person has to parent, with that kavan in mind, that it's a responsibility that one has to complete, and a tremendous chusim that await us for those that are able and zocher to be able to do that.